Good evening, and thank you for the introduction. I'm Heidi Swidbank, the head teacher of Boulder Academy, and have been in place with no children for nearly a year now. But on taking up the post, I recognised again as a local resident, and also in conversations that we had from the beginning of August around the need to be really, really proactive with our parents and with our children about managing movement around Isleworth and when we move up to Austerley. So what I thought I would do today is just give you some information. The focus for me this evening is really about the building we're going into in the next 2 years, and then I'm more than happy to come back and talk to you about future plans with regards to the permanent building up where Grasshoppers is going to be. So, just to give you some background in case you don't know, this is a school that has been born out of the community. It is a school that has been in demand by parent groups. If you think about the local secondary schools in Isleworth and in Brentford, essentially they're either of a religious affiliation or they are a single-sex school. So there was a need for people to come together to think about how are we going to increase the capacity of school places and what does that look like. So Boulder is a non-denominational school and it is a school which welcomes all children. So it is a school for the local community. The school was originally set up by a group of local head teachers from Hounslow, so again has really robust educational knowledge coming to it, and we're also working very, very closely with Skye. And I know over the last years Ogra has also had conversations with Skye, and really for me it's about how do we all pull together, myself, Nishkam, Hounslow, Skye, to enable the very best solutions for local residents. So, in terms of next year, we're going to be going into the Nishkam building, so I hope their building work is all on track, because, and I am sure that it is, Tom. So, we will be moving into the 390 London Road, Isleworth, and I suppose for us, we have learnt from Nishkam about what are the potential issues, and really that supported us in terms of thinking about how we will work with parents and our children from September, but also more importantly from how we will start having those messages, very clear messages about travelling to school from this point forward. So in terms of our catchment, we have 150 students coming up to us in September, and in terms of the catchment area, the nearest student is 0.2 kilometres and the furthest is 0.49 kilometres. So, again, a local school for local children. I will say, in terms of the 0.49, I think our catchment area, as we grow, as we become more established, will become even less. So, again, as Tom referred to earlier, often with new schools, there is a change in terms of catchment area. But again, for us, we are really, really pleased that we are serving the local community. So all of our parents have signed up to us, and we are absolutely excited by that. I'm currently going out to all of the primary schools with children, visiting the children, and part of my conversation with the children and with the parents is how are you going to get to school? So if you can think of a year six currently, they've just finished their SATs, they're exhausted, they're overwhelmed, and then they've got this prospect of moving into secondary school. Now I will say the vast majority of our children are hugely excited by that prospect. However, there are some who are a little nervous. So it's about demystifying it, trying to make it feel and seem like a natural move for them. So it's about talking to them about the practicalities. And one of the practicalities is, how are you going to get yourself to school? Remember, we're a secondary school, so there is an element where we are absolutely encouraging them to be independent. But again, as a parent, I know that sometimes it's quite hard letting go and giving a sense of independence, making them get on the bus, etc. So also we're going to have to work with our parents as well. In terms of parents, we've done our travel survey already, and so far we've had 143 responses out of the 150, and these are the results. So again, we feel these are really, really very positive, but we also recognise that 12% of parents saying that they potentially might drop their children to school is something we want to address very proactively. So our stance is that we've asked all of our parents to sign a travel agreement in which they are saying, and I know you potentially won't be able to see all the small print, it is on our website. We are asking all of our parents to sign up to say that they are committed to sustainable transport, they are committed to working with us to ensure that we also are part of a community where we are kind to our neighbours and we are supportive of our neighbours and we are supportive of local residents. So, like Tom, we have tried to be really very proactive. We've been very proactive from now. I've met Ogra several times. I've met Ogra both as myself, as the head, but also in conjunction with Sky, and I can envisage that continuing. So for me, it's about establishing a dialogue, establishing good communication. I know, again, as a local resident, I am not going to be the most popular head teacher for every single person, but what I want to do is to assure you that I will do my utmost and my very, very best. And really, for us, it's about working together. We will never, ever reach a complete consensus. We're all different, we're all unique, and that's what makes us very special. But what we do need to have is good lines of communication and good dialogue. And that's really why I'm here today, to really start those conversations again with you. In terms of the specifics, I'm not actually going to show you the action plan that I've put together because much of it is similar to what NishCam are doing in terms of the STARS programme, in terms of being very proactive. We have a staff body of 12 members of staff starting with us in September and 150 students. I can assure you we will be out there with our Illuminous jacket. If any one of you have seen me actually visiting primary schools in September, I have a lovely Illuminous jacket saying, hello, come and speak to me. Again, we will be adorning those and again working with any parents and any children around how they are travelling to school. For us also, that means making sure they are safe. So if you think about the London Road, there's the zebra crossing and also the railway crossing, and our high staff visibility will be absolutely paramount. So the last thing I have to say is we do have a series of open mornings and evenings. You are more than welcome to come and to that. There may be potential parents, potential students, but also residents who don't have students who will be coming up to Boulder, but you might want to find out a little bit more about the school, our vision and our values, because obviously we are on your doorstep as well. And finally, the detail, so all the small print is going to be on our website. We've got a new looking website which is going to be launched in the next couple of days, so please do engage with that. The details are there for the next 2 years, and I am absolutely happy for you to email me, to phone me if you have any specific questions. Thank you very much.